Today we'd like to see the title of the lampstand, showbread, and blasphemy in the Leviticus, chapter 24, verses 1 to 23. To none of the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Question 1 in verse 4, he shall be in charge of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord continually. Compare this lampstand with Hanukkah lampstand, and what does the lamp stand for? Question 2, in verses 8 to 9, every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place, for it is most holy to him from the offerings of the Lord made by fire, by a perpetual statute. What does the showbread mean, and how did Jesus explain Aaron and his sons replacing showbread and eating on every Sabbath? And how could we apply to our lives from here? Question 3, in verse 20, fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he has caused disfigurement of a man, so shall it be done to him. Explain this with Jesus' teaching, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 to 4, the feast, which are a shadow of things to come, were studied in brief as follows. So right here, Sabbath day, today is whatever day when your heart in Jesus is the Sabbath day. Then Passover, that is Jesus' bloodshed on Passover, on the cross. Feast of Unleavened Bread, Jesus' broken body on the cross. Feast of First Fruits, Jesus' resurrection to all Christians, the first fruits given to God. Then is third day, sex, that's a Pentecost, wheat harvest. Late crop begins, barley harvest ends. That's early crop, barley. Feast of Weeks or Feast of Harvests. The Holy Spirit comes upon Christians or the birth of church. Then is seventh first day, Feast of Trumpets. New Year's first day, the Jewish calendar New Year, the first day of a civil year. The retaining in fall, or the early rains begin, because early is seventh is the new year, that's why early rains begin, actually fall rain. Trumpet blow to renew, renewing of the Holy Spirit, not of flesh work, so Holy Spirit work. Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, Jesus' own blood once for all. Feast of Tabernacle, there are 7 days, Sukkah, booth, shelters, or huts made with branches or straws, with harvest ends, like Thanksgiving season. To remind God's provision, guidance in the wilderness of life. This is called as a Feast of Ingathering, Feast of Shelters, or Feast of Booths. The wilderness life with manna and quail from heaven and water from rock via trials before Canaan land is a shadow, which is fulfilled with the substance of Jesus Christ, who follow the creature, live the daily life on earth with spiritual food and drink. Spiritual word of God, drink is the Holy Spirit. His word and spirit. Fire trials before entering the kingdom of God. Then today, Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, God's word to Moses for Israel, the people of God, in the Old Testament time. God's rules to God's people, time by time, called as a dispensation, Ephesians chapter 19, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, everything so all in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him everything is to the Lord. First, command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives for the night, to make the lamps burn continually, no tainted oil, but pure olive oil, the fuel for lamp light to be continually turned on. Verse 3, outside the veil of the testimony, outside the most holy place, the veil of the testimony located in the most holy place, in the tabernacle of a meeting, Aaron shall be in charge of it from even until morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. Aaronic statute. Outside the most holy place, in the tabernacle of Aaron, in charge of it from evening until morning, before the Lord continually. Aaron, the high priest, had a responsibility to labor daily for the temple service before God, except the most holy place. Most places, not daily, once per year, at the Day of Atonement, the Supra, Yom Kippur. A statue forever in your generation, written law in the word of God to Aaron's generation. That is Aaronic statutes. Aaronic statutes. Verse 4, he shall be in charge of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord continually. Gold is a symbol of purity. Revelation chapter 21, verse 18. The construction of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass, clarity, purity or clarity, nor dirt, nor dust, clarity. One lampstand, that Hebrew word menorah, with its top one top lamp, and its six branches lamp, called as a menorah, or a temple menorah. That is seven lamps representing perfect light to the world. Exodus chapter 25, 32, 37. And six branches shall come out of its sides, three branches of lampstand out of one side, and three branches of lampstand out of the other side. You shall make seven lamps for it, and they shall arrange the lamps so that they give light in front of it. Matthew chapter 4, 5, 14, 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp, put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. In the feast of dedication, or Hanukkah, 12th month 25, first lamp, one lampstand with its one top lamp, and its eight branches lamps representing the one day or miraculously lasting for 8 days, called as Hanaku Menorah or Hanukkah, that is nine lamps, John chapter 10:22. Now it is the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, feast of dedication, Hanaku, the Hebrew word, and it was winter. Verse 5, and you shall take a fine flour and bake 12 cakes with it. 12 cakes represented the 12 tribes of the children of Israel in verse 8. 2/10 of apples shall be in each cake. An apple is 6 gallons or 24 liters. That is 1.2 gallons. Or 5 liters of each cake, the volume 5 liters. Oh, lot of size, 5 liters, really big cake. Verse 6, you shall set them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. 6 cakes per first row, and the other 6 cakes for second row. In the north bounds, the lampstand in the south bounds in the holy place. North bound in the holy place and south bound in the holy place. Verse 7, and you shall put the pure frankincense on each row, that it may be an unbridled for memorial, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Frankincense is the symbol of a prayer, so we pray continually. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Verse 8. Every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Lord continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. Aaron was charged to labor to show bread in order every Sabbath, seventh day or Saturday. That is a question too. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place, for it is most holy to him, from the offerings of the Lord made by fire, by a perpetual statute. Showbread must be eaten by Aaron the high priest and his son. Or had to have been eaten. Had to be eaten by Aaron the high priest and his son the priest at the holy place or sanctuary after replacing the new warm showbread made by fire every Sabbath. Jesus appointed the priest's labor even on Sabbath for the new warm showbread. David's eating showbread for physical necessity of hunger, and Jesus, the Lord of Sabbath. Sabbath is a shadow for Jesus' substance. As the exception over sepsis, exception over Sabbath. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter. Then Matthew chapter 12, 1 to 8. At the time Jesus went through the grain field on the Sabbath, seventh day, And his disciples were hungry and began to plot the labor had of grain to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful, because the labor is to do on the Sabbath." But Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Have we not read what David did when he was hungry, physical necessity exception, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the show bread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests." That is a 5. Or have you not read in the law that on Sabbath the priest in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless, because the Sabbath day in a priest anyway labored to make the bread? Then, yet I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Really focus on heart. So not, you know, heartless service. God doesn't like it. Heartless service. One greater than the temple, but if you had known what this means, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is the Lord, even the Sabbath. In other words, Jesus demanded the Sabbath. So the matter of heart, the issue is Jesus. Colossians chapter 2, 16, 17. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or feast or a new moon or Sabbath, which are the shadow of things to come, but substance is of Christ. Christ is substance. Verse 11. And Israelites, verse 10. Now the Son of Man, son of an Israelite woman whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, and this Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought each other in the camp. Verse 11, and the Israelite woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. He spoke a defamatory word against God and cursed God. The third commandment of Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. So this guy is violated the third commandment. So they brought him to Moses. They did not know what scope of liability for his blasphemy, bringing him to Moses, or what the scope of liability is, the penalty, you know, what scope of liability which is a penalty, right? They don't know a penalty. It's just a penalty for what scope of liability, over what scope of liability, a penalty over what scope of liability for his blasphemy. It's like human's son blasphemy the name of the Lord cursed, and so they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. Verse 12, then they put him in custody, arrested, that the mind of the Lord might be shown to them. Verse 13, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take outside the camp him who has cursed, then let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation stone him. Take outside the camp the blasphemer, let hearers put their hands on his head, and let all the people stone him. He was subject to death penalty with stone. Then you shall speak to children of Israel, saying, whoever curses his God will bear his sin. Whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. A blasphemer of God is liable for death penalty. All the congregation shall certainly stone him, stranger as well as him who is born in the land. When he blasphemes the name of the Lord, he shall be put to death. Everyone must stone the blasphemer. When he blasphemes the name of the Lord, put to death. Blasphemer of God is liable for death penalty. Verse 70, whoever kills any man shall surely be put to death. Whoever kills an animal shall be make a good animal for animal, get even. If a man, because God is fair, causes a disfigurement of his neighbor, he has done, so shall it be done, get even. Fracture, verse 20. Question 3. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has caused disfigurement of a man, so shall it be done to him. To get even was just as God ruled to the people of God in the Old Testament time. But in the New Testament time, grace dispensation is replaced with the law dispensation. Dispensation meaning ruling the people of house, you know, the people of house, the oikos, you know. 21, and whoever killed an animal shall destroy it. Restitution required, but whoever killed a man shall be put to death. A murderer was liable for death penalty. He is liable, you know, for, you know, something else. Verse 22, you shall have the same law of the stranger and for one from your own country, for I am the Lord your God. The same law is applied to the alien and visitor because God is fair. Because God is fair or just. 23, then Moses spoke to children of Israel, and they took outside the camp of him who had cursed and stoned him with stones. So the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. All the people took him outside the camp and stoned him into death as the Lord commanded Moses. So we covered all three questions. Let's sing on bulletin is Maranatha song, the page 26, number 276.